Session 3, Equitable Inclusion of Autistic Adults as Co-Researchers. Presenters Christina Nicolaitis and Dora Raymaker. Course materials. The purpose of these materials is to help provide an introduction to the Summer Institute session on equitable inclusion of autistic adults as co-researchers. The materials were designed to prepare trainees for the concepts and general background to this topic. In order to get the most educational benefit from Dr. Nicolaitis and Dr. Raymaker's presentation, toward this objective, we have prepared the following: 1. Learning objectives for this session, 2. A glossary of terms and concepts, and 3. Some broad review articles that are recommended reading. These e-materials could be considered prerequisites in preparing for Dr. Nicolaitis and Dr. Raymaker's presentation. In collaboration with Dr. Nicolaitis and Dr. Raymaker, these materials were developed by Drs. Laura G. Holmes, Alicia Montgomery, Brenna Maddox, and Anna Urbanovich. Learning objectives. The INSER Summer Institute for Autism Research was established to provide early career researchers, including graduate students, postdocs, and others, with training opportunities in multidisciplinary topics. The Summer Institute team is now working to engage stakeholders as well. Summer Institute priorities are to provide a freely available, multidisciplinary training platform for young scientists and others from various backgrounds that allows for international participation. The Summer Institute covers broad topics and is meant for people who are not expert in the topic area. It is offered over a free web platform and allows researchers and stakeholders from around the world to connect with the presenters. The overarching goal of the Summer Institute is to expose junior scientists and community members to topics they are not currently engaged in, with the hope that basic scientists, clinical scientists, and the autistic community can learn from each other and advance the understanding of autism. The current session, Equitable Inclusion of Autistic Adults as Co-Researchers, is led by Dr. Christina Nicolaitis and Dora Raymaker, and a team of trainees who helped to prepare these materials and the web presentation. The learning objectives for attendees of this session include: 1. To gain an appreciation of the frustrations experienced by members of the autistic community in their encounters with research. 2. To gain an awareness of the ways in which autistic people may be disenfranchised by traditional research practices. 3. To gain an understanding of the principles of participatory research methods. 4. To explore approaches that avoid tokenism and allow for meaningful inclusion of autistic people in all stages of the research process. 5. To introduce available infrastructures, resources, and processes to facilitate researcher-stakeholder collaboration. 6. To highlight the potential impacts of participatory methods on research outcomes. 7. To outline factors to be taken into consideration when embarking on a participatory research project. Glossary of terms. Key concepts. Academic Autism Spectrum Partnership in Research and Education Project, or ASPIRE, brings together the academic community and the autistic community to develop and carry out research projects relevant to the needs of adults on the autism spectrum. ASPIRE uses a community-based participatory research approach where academics and community members serve as equal partners throughout the research process. See the ASPIRE website for more information. Community-based participatory research, or CBPR, involves a full and equal partnership between, for example, autistic/autism community members and researchers, in which all partners are genuinely and meaningfully involved at all stages of the research, including developing a research question, designing the study, conducting the study, analyzing and interpreting the findings, communicating the results to other researchers and the public. See Nicolaitis et al. 2011. Co-production or co-design is a way of working whereby decision-makers and citizens or service providers and users, or autism researchers and the autistic community, work together to create a decision, service, or research study which works for them all. The guiding principle is that those who are affected by a service or research study are best placed to help design it. Neurotypical, or NT, an abbreviation of neurologically typical, is a word used for people with typical brains. It is sometimes used in the autistic community to refer to people who are not on the autism spectrum. Some feel that it excludes autistic cousins, people with autism-like brains. Because many non-autistic people have other neurological conditions like ADHD or anxiety, the autistic community sometimes uses the term allistic to refer to non-autistic people. Allistic means not autistic. A less common word for not autistic is neurotypical. Allistic includes people with other forms of neurodivergence or other brain-based conditions, as well as people without any brain-based conditions. Neurodiversity refers to how all human minds and brains are different. Being autistic is a form of neurodivergence. Neurodiversity advocates oppose the deficit model of autism and argue against the goal of eradication of autism from the world. However, they are not opposed to efforts aimed at reducing the challenges associated with being autistic. They advocate for increased acceptance of autistic differences and supports that help autistic people be part of their communities. See Nicolaides 2012. The autistic community refers to autistic people, their family members and friends, and the professionals who support them, for example, educators, clinicians. The medical model of disability views disability as a problem that is part of the disabled person. The focus is on fixing or curing the disabled person. The medical model focuses on what is wrong with a person, rather than focusing on what they can do and or how they can be better supported. Many in the autistic community oppose this way of viewing autism and advocate for the social model of disability, rather than being centered in a person's differences from the norm. The social model of disability views disability as being caused by a society that does not take the needs of people with different abilities into account. Rather than curing a person's disability, how people behave toward other people and the environment itself should change to reduce barriers for disabled people. Society should change, rather than the disabled person changing. An example of this is how elevators, ramps, and larger bathrooms are required in many places for people who use wheelchairs. Rather than expecting people who use wheelchairs to be able to climb stairs or walk, or not granting them access at all, many autistic advocates frame autism within the social model of disability, highlighting how society needs to be more accepting of autistic differences.